So anyway, the power symbol, like I said before, is basic symbolism of sex magic. The male entering into the female. Exactly like the pagan ritual of dipping in the phallic sword into the chalice of the goddess. And of course, you'll find the same sex magic symbolism at the United Nations Security Council. And if you don't believe me, you'll find the picture behind them, which is the picture of the yoni, the vagina, the vesica piscis. And that's why the ichthys is the symbol for Jesus, because that's where he's born from, and we all are. From the ichthys, or the fishy thighs of the goddess female. So the first two sets of letters in the Hebrew alphabet, of the L even, begin with the A and the B, and the L and the M, and they both represent the fire and the water, the male and the female. And thus, the red and the blue represent this dualistic principle. So the male is represented by the triangle pointing upwards, and it represents the element of fire. The female is represented by the triangle that is pointing downwards, and she represents the element of water. And of course, this is why men like their women to be wet and juicy. And of course, women want their men to be red hot and on fire. I mean, that's why they're called firemen and not watermen, even though they actually use water to fight fire. So that's why men love to see women in a wet t-shirt contest. So during sex, obviously, the male, his blood will rush to his organs and it turns red hot. And of course, the woman, when she gets turned on, the water basically rushes to her parts. Thus, the dual elements of the water and the fire, the positive and the negative. As I've showed several times in my videos, that the World Trade Center was actually dualistic in nature. It had a male and a female tower, the North Tower and the South Tower. In fact, you can even tell the Tower 1, or the male tower, by its penis on top, the steeple. And the South Tower represents the negative, obviously because of the female negative hole. Now, each tower was divided into three sections. So each tower is made of three, or a triangle. And of course, these two triangles, when they come together as one, represent the Star of David, which is made of the two triangles of the male and the female. You see, that's why there are actually three towers at the World Trade Center attacks. Exactly like the three towers in Freemasonry, or the three pillars, like in Hebrew, Kabbalah or Kabbalah. And thus the three represents the Trinity. The Trinity of life, the male, the female, and the offspring, which equals eternal life. And now you know why the Matrix has the trilogy, and of course, the Trinity. And by the way, in the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, you can also see the sex magic of the male entering into the female. And it's the same with the Washington Monument. People don't realize when they're walking up and looking at it, they're seeing the male phallic penis entering into the waters of the woman. That's the water slit. You can actually see the male going into the water of the female. And to prove my case even more, the Washington Monument, if you Google it, look on top and you'll see that the male phallic bull penis is poking through the yoni of the goddess. And of course, that's why they shoot the fireworks in the air around the Washington Monument, which is signifying the orgasm into the universe. And as I have shown in my past videos, that's why we shoot fireworks on New Year's Eve, because it's the end of the old and the beginning, or the birth of the new. The whole thing is a sex magic ritual. And of course, this is why we have the male pole and the circle female, or the ball, that goes up and down the pole.
Crowd. Here it comes down the pole. Just gonna drive this big crowd crazy. A million people down there have waited a long time for this to happen. Here it comes, changing all the colors as it comes down.
And that's exactly why everybody partakes in this sex magic ritual. And they don't even know it. And that's why they shower everyone in the confetti, which represents the sperm. And you've seen this same sex magic of the male and the female when you're watching the stripper go down the pole. And like I've showed in my videos before, almost every single game you can think of involves a pole and a hole, and/or the ball. And you'll notice the green fields or the green grass, which represents the green fertility of springtime. And this is exactly why, by the way, our money is green. That represents the fertility of the springtime. And that's exactly why money is a sex magic item. That's why we have the heads and the tails, the males and the females, and of course, the red and blue. And so we have the red and the blue of King Solomon, the Sol and the Mon, which is the sun and the moon, and we have the tabernacle, or the house of God, King Solomon's temple, which actually is the kingdom of God, which is sex, the sex magic of the male entering into the female, the holy of holies. Now, the very concept of a church is not only the house of the goddess, the Beit, but is also home to the male, which is why every church has a steeple, the house of the male and the female. So, of course, the entire biblical story is about the story of sex, the story of creation between the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, which is represented by the one and the zero. In fact, it's actually the symbol of the Illuminati, the male triangle within the female goddess circle. So sex is the union, or the coming together to form the new one. In fact, this is the entire story of the World Trade Center. Remember I told you about the male tower and the female tower that were made of three each that had sex or six and came together as the sexagram? They united as one and formed the new one World Trade Center that, of course, is 1776 feet tall. The year the Illuminati was formed. So like I said, it's all about bringing together the ones and the zeros to create life. Thus we have the biblical Alpha and Omega, the Alpha One and the O, as in the last, the red and the blue. And the one and the zero brings us back to the, not the Bible, but the binary code of the one and the zero. And of course, brings us back full circle to the computer. So I have already explained to you about the symbolism of the power button and what it means, which is the female and the male is entering into the female, which is a form of sex magic, which is how your computer comes to life and is given life through the symbol of the sex magic. So for those of you that doubted me, I'm going to take it a step further and prove it to you even more. Again, take it on a deeper level, and let's get down to the very basics of what the very etymology of a computer is, or what it does. What does a computer do? It computes and brings together the ones and the zeros. So the computer is a machine that comes together as one. It brings the zeros and the ones together, and that forms life. It forms programs and what have you. And for those that don't believe me, you can do your own research and look up the etymology of the word computer, and you will find that it comes from the word come. And yes, C-O-M-E comes from the C-U-M. So yes, the computer means to come together, and even the word pute actually means a whore, like a puta, which is the pussy. Now, remember the one and the zero, or Adam and Eve in the Bible, and the tree, the apple tree, the whole reason for the biblical story of the fertility of Adam and Eve, and of course the serpent represents the fertility, thus taking a bite of the apple of wisdom from the tree of life. And now you know why Apple, the computer that comes together as one, uses the logo of the apple with the bite taken out of it. And of course, their first computer sold for $666, which really just represents the act of sex, because six in Latin is sex, and thus the 666 is sex, sex, sex. Thus we have the triple X. And when was man and the beasts of the earth created? On the sixth day of sex. So like I've said countless times, there is no such thing as a devil or Satan. The only thing that represents the 666 with the devil and Satan is being horny. So now I'm going to take it a step further. A computer is a machine. And what does the etymology of machine mean? Machine. The ma, as in mother, or may, which is why it says to see the word may, which comes from Maya, which was the Roman earth goddess, which came from the Greek Gaia, goddess of the earth, the mother goddess. Now get this, I just found this, and it proves 100% that I was correct, 100%. Look at the word machine. Remember I told you that all devices and all objects are female, right? Well, what does it say under the etymology of the word machine right here? The word machine, apparatus, or appliance was a slang term that meant the penis and the vagina. Or in other words, the ones and the zeros. So this goes out to the few people who doubted me, the ones who said I was stupid and I should give it up and I'm a liar, blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? I was right and you were wrong, but that's okay. I don't hold any grudges against you, but I'm sure you're still not going to admit it because your ego won't allow it. So you're going to come back with 500 other things that, you know, you're going to try to question and beat around the bush and try to take me off the subject. But the point is, I was right all along, and that's all there is to it. So like I said, you guys just don't grasp what I'm saying because you don't understand the entire concept or the matrix of it all. And I did, in so many ways that it's clear as day to me. It just wasn't to you, so you thought I was making it up. And now you see that I wasn't. So in advance, I'll accept your apology. And by the way, I'm actually going to make part 3 to this series called Symbolism of Sex Magic.